Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and tons to talk about in the sports world. If you're a Hoosier fan, who's your daddy today? Holy cow, what a crazy finish that was. Absolutely amazing. Probably the catch of the year. Probably the catch of the century, and wow, what a ball game for the Hoosiers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. But unfortunately, the Lions go down, and the Hoosiers continue their winning ways. Unbelievable stuff. Great stuff going on in the NBA. Obviously, a football game happening right now in the NFL. 14-13, the Atlanta Falcons on top of the miscue-led Indianapolis Colts. So crazy stuff happening this morning already, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I was talking with our producer before we went on, and we were both like, God, just have Ohio State lose to Indiana, and everything will be complete, man. Give that quarterback the Heisman. That was a great throw. It was an even better catch. Like, that was just outstanding yesterday. But look, we got a lot to talk about. We should start talking some NHL now, man. Like, it's gonna be good stuff, so let's get to it.
Absolutely. All right, on the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us. You can get at him at 12 John Poulter on the X thing. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. Other than the snow, how about you?
Yeah, I saw the snow there. The snow in Wisconsin yesterday. So yeah, it's that time of year where Mike and I start laughing at you about the weather, and we start bragging about how amazing it is out here in the Valley of the Sun at this 80-degree weather just about every day with sunny skies and no clouds. And yeah, it's that time of year. But speaking of which, that means it's NHL hockey time, man. And we have not talked about this yet at all, because obviously we were very involved with the World Series, and more so you, because your team was there. But now it's time to focus on NHL hockey. And you know, I'm looking at some things and I'm seeing certain things that are happening. It looks like 22 or 23 is a popular number when it comes to the amount of points that teams have right now, and that's leading the way. And obviously it's the Montreal Canadiens who are on top of their division. The Bruins are close behind them at 20 points, but you got the Devils at 22 points. You got Pittsburgh at 21 points. The Hurricanes at 20 in the Metropolitan. So that's a good race right now. In the Western Conference, it's the Colorado Avalanche on top
They've got the 23 points. The Stars with 19 and Winnipeg with 18. And Utah, the Utah team with 18. So that's pretty cool to see. In the Pacific, you have the Ducks leading the way. And my guys, the Vegas Knights, are right there in second, along with Mike's guys, the Seattle Kraken. So some interesting things happening early in the season, John.
Yeah, it's been kind of weird. You know, you look at some of these divisions, and a bunch of these teams are doing a lot better than anybody would have anticipated. I think we all knew that Montreal was on the upswing, but did we think they were on this big of an upswing? No. Boston coming back after a pretty mediocre season last year, did a number on the Toronto Maple Leafs here in Toronto last night. Detroit playing a lot better than they have in recent years. Pittsburgh has been a very, very pleasant surprise, being second in that division behind the Devils. And the Anaheim Ducks, you know, is this the Joel Quenneville influence? All of a sudden, the Ducks moving from bottom two, bottom three in that division to leading that division by 3 points. Then you look at the other side of it, and you've got some real disappointments, and I'm looking at teams like the Rangers, I'm looking at the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Florida Panthers, the Washington Capitals, Edmonton, Calgary. We're only a month into the season, so it's certainly not time to panic, but you do not want to find yourself too far behind at this point. And, you know, Edmonton already 5 points behind the Anaheim Ducks. We're not even into the middle of November. It's a little frightening when you look at it from that standpoint, but in a lot of respects, with one or two exceptions, the standings are kind of upside down. And, you know, Colorado, 9-1, with 5 overtime losses. That means that, with the exception of that one loss, that means that probably every game has been close, and they've lost 2 of those games in shootouts. And, you know, I've always said that that Colorado team is really good, and is it because they're healthy? I think it probably is, but all of a sudden they're making an awfully good run for it. Very, very early, of course, but nice numbers to have the middle of November.
Good morning, John.
Hey, Mike.
I hope you've recovered from I hope you've recovered from the Blue Jay debacle. But overall, you got a successful season.
In some respects, you know, I had curling last Sunday, so I wasn't able to join you. And in some respects, it might have been a good thing, because things were pretty quiet around here on Sunday, and they were pretty quiet at the curling club. And I got into the curling club lounge, and a bunch of people came up to me and said, "Well, what did you think about the Blue Jays last night?" And I just said, "We're not going to talk about anything. This has to be a positive day. We don't want to talk about that. Let's think about that later." And, you know, if you'd have said to me in the middle of June that the Blue Jays would be in the World Series and it would go to the bottom of the 11th inning in the 7th game, I would have said, "Hey, we'll take that. Let's sign up for that." But of course, once you get into that frenzy of being in the postseason, being in the World Series, leading the series 3-2, coming home, even being up 3-0 in the 7th game at home, then you want more. You're not all of a sudden satisfied with being in the World Series. You think, boy, this is this close. This is our chance to get our 3rd World Series, and against a really good Dodger team. As it has all season, the bullpen let us down, and I guess that didn't surprise very many people here.
So with that being, with that being said, John, who are you feeling maybe from the Canadian teams that maybe could get a Stanley Cup? You know, I mean, you lose out on the World Series, so who would you think has a good shot to get to the Stanley Cup Finals and maybe bring that back to Canada?
Well, that's an interesting question. You look at the performance so far after 15 games, and, you know, the Canadians are the best Canadian team right now with 22 points, as you mentioned, leading the Atlantic Division. But we all know that there's an awful lot of power in that Edmonton Oilers team, and we know that they're not going to be playing 500 hockey at the end of the season with the talent that they have. They are, of course, in a very competitive division, the Vegas Golden Knights being the team that you follow. probably seen as the biggest competition to Edmonton, but Anaheim has played really well. Mike's Seattle Kraken have been playing well. Even the San Jose Sharks have moved up to third spot in that division, and fourth spot, rather, and I wouldn't have seen that coming either. We know that Los Angeles is a good team. Vancouver's kind of a bubble team in my mind. Calgary's been a huge disappointment. I thought that was a better hockey club than what we have seen in the first 15 or 16 games. I guess if you're looking at it from a historic standpoint and from a talent on paper standpoint, you'd have to think Edmonton is the team with the best chance, but Edmonton's going to have a tough time getting out of that division, and you can't afford to keep losing games. And, you know, if you'd have said to me at the beginning of October that in the middle of November the Oilers would be 6-6-4 and, you know, 10 goals in a hole in terms of goal difference, I would have been absolutely shocked. But here we are. That's exactly where they are. So short answer to your question is I still think Edmonton is probably on paper the best team in Canada. But if you look at the results we've seen so far, you'd have to say Montreal is.
Yeah, and right now, that Pacific, you guys are, well, not necessarily you guys, but the Canadian teams are, they're down at the bottom. It's Vancouver, it's Edmonton, and Calgary all down at the bottom. So it's a little troublesome. John, you got a couple more minutes? We'll get a couple more minutes out of you on the other side. Just a few more questions on the NHL. So keep it close, everybody. We'll keep John Poulter for another few minutes on the other side just because I don't think we're done yet. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and our professor of sports, John Poulter, all right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the people. And as we have been kind of tracking this game that's going on right now, the Atlanta Falcons and the Colts, they're playing in Berlin. Colts were driving, and then Danny Dimes became Danny Dimes once again. It's only a matter of time Danny Dimes will be Danny Dimes. Okay, let's get back into the hockey. So, John, I got one more for you. Early in the season, biggest surprises and biggest shocks, in your opinion?
Oh, great question. I guess biggest surprises would probably be two or three teams, I guess. Pittsburgh being one of them, sitting in second place in the Metropolitan Division, just a point behind the New Jersey Devils. Couple of tough seasons in Pittsburgh. The core of that team is getting old. I didn't see them coming back this strongly, and they're playing extremely good hockey. That's been a bit of a surprise for me. The Chicago Blackhawks have been a surprise. They've been down for so long, and all of a sudden they're sort of in the middle of that central division. Perhaps the biggest surprise, the Anaheim Ducks. They've been down for a number of years. All of a sudden, they're sitting in first place with a three-point lead over the Vegas Golden Knights. We know how good Vegas is. If Anaheim is 3 points better, does that mean that Anaheim is playing super hockey? And if so, what is the reason for that? I got to think the Joel Quenneville influence is a big piece of that. Here's a guy that's a three-time Stanley Cup champion as a head coach. Stanley Cup champion as an assistant coach in Colorado, well-respected man in the game, had to sit out a couple of seasons due to that unfortunate situation in Chicago. I think he's been a big, big piece of that Anaheim success. I would have to say he is probably the main reason that Anaheim is in first place, so that would qualify Anaheim. In terms of disappointments, I got to talk about the Rangers. Here's a team that's 0-6-1 at home, and there's a ton of money been spent on payroll in New York. Washington's been a disappointment. I guess you could say Florida's been a disappointment, other than the fact that two of their best players have been hurt. One, Barkov, is going to be out the whole season. The other, Tkachuk, is probably going to be out until around Christmas time. You take two superstars out of any lineup, you're liable to see a drop-off in terms of results, and there's other teams playing well in the Atlantic Division. So I'd have to classify Florida as a qualified surprise. And you mentioned the two biggest disappointments earlier, and that is Edmonton and Calgary, two teams that I thought were reasonably strong, certainly Edmonton, and I thought Calgary was not going to tread water. I thought Calgary was going to be a better team this year. And they're at the bottom of the Pacific Division. So we're 15 games into the season. It's not a lot of games, but it is getting to that point where you don't want to be too far behind. You know, it's kind of like being okay in baseball to be a few games behind at the end of April, but if you get to Memorial Day, the end of May, you don't want to have a 5-6-7 game deficit. And some of these teams in the NHL are starting to look at that parallel as we go into the middle of November.
John, you know, my question with the NHL is kind of somewhat similar to what you're talking about. What are some things that Andy and I and other people that follow sports should be looking for or interested in, or, you know, what are the stories that maybe no one's talking about with the NHL this season as we get going?
Oh, great question. You know, I think we've covered most of them, Mike.
Right.
I'm kind of wondering who's going to stop the Colorado Avalanche. You know, here's a team that's only lost one game in 15 in regulation time. That tells me that's a pretty good team. So someone's going to have to figure out to stop them pretty quickly. And some of these teams at the bottom that we expected to be further up are going to have to find a way to get back into this race really, really quickly. There's some established teams that are just struggling, and I think it's a bit early to panic. But you got to look at some of these teams and wonder just how do they fix this and where have they gone wrong. The biggest issue, too, in my mind, is that I think the younger teams are going to be benefiting this year because the schedule is very much crushed in because we've got that two-week, or I think it might even be 17 days, layoff in February because of the Olympics. And I think that's going to help the weaker teams for a couple of reasons. The good teams, for the most part, tend to be older players. And we all know that if you try to force feed older players into more games in few days, it shows up down the road. The better teams are the teams that are going to have players going to the Olympics, so they will not have that 17-day rest. So that will be a factor. And the younger teams are probably the teams that don't have a lot of players going to the Olympics. That will be a good time for them to sit back and get a little bit of a rest, recharge their batteries before the playoff run in March. That actually might help some of the weaker teams. And the weaker teams generally tend to be the younger teams. They're the ones that are probably most likely to be able to better withstand this crushed schedule, where teams are often playing four games in a week, 3 to 4 games a week, over a three-month period. Becomes a pretty tough grind for a lot of players. So I would say that the emphasis to me will be on the younger teams, and the emphasis will be on the teams that are out of contention, having an opportunity to rest their players and or, if those players are hurt, have recovery times simply because we've got that 17-day break when the Olympics come up. So probably a little early to really assess it properly, Mike, but I generally think somewhere around the end of November, the middle of December, you kind of begin to see what you're going to get for the season, and we're not that far away from it, but some of the trends that I've seen so far, some of these teams could be in trouble.
So, John, final question for you. Early season prediction as to who we might see in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, you've heard me say this a million times, and you know, I've even said it this morning. I still think the Colorado Avalanche are the best team in the Western Conference. To me, there's no question about that. Whether they can get by Dallas and Winnipeg and Vegas, which are three other extremely good teams in the Western Conference, that tends to wear out the Western team before they even get to the final because it's so tough to get out of that conference. Looking at the Eastern Conference, with the exception of the New Jersey Devils, who are kind of where they were last year, the rest of the teams are a surprise. Detroit is in the top four. Boston is in the top four. Montreal is in the top four in the Atlantic Division. And Pittsburgh has become a surprise. So Carolina's been a bit of a disappointment, I guess, sitting there with 20 points after 14 games. I thought that was a better team. I made that comment last year. I don't know what the problem is in Carolina. It's almost like they're one player away or two players away from just pushing it over the top, a little bit similar to Edmonton in many ways, although I think we know what the problem in Edmonton is. I think the problem in Edmonton is goaltending and lack of consistency at the goaltender position. I think that's fixable. Whether they have the cap space to do it is another story. But right now, I think the Eastern Conference is a real toss-up because there's some teams that are playing really, really well and deservedly where they are in the standings, and there's a couple of teams that aren't playing very well that, in my mind, have the ability to catch up.
Great stuff as always, John. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Look forward to it. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey with him. We also talk Major League Baseball when it's applicable. Real quickly, Mike, just want to get your take. Indiana pulls off that crazy win against Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you put that catch as far as history goes with all catches? I'm telling you, man, the way that that guy contorted his body to keep his legs in the end zone was absolutely incredible. The awareness, the self-awareness by that guy. Unbelievable, to be honest with you. Amazing catch, amazing play, amazing win for Indiana.
Oh, God. I mean, look, it's it's one of those things where, you know, there are just certain teams in certain years, right, Andy? We've you know, rotated around this planet, you know, plenty of times to see it, where one play can just carry you to a championship. And that is, I'm telling you, that is a play that can do just that for the Indiana Hoosiers. And, you know, I'm sure you saw the coach after the game. I mean, he couldn't describe what he was feeling or that catch, the throw. I mean, the quarterback was getting a beat down on. Like, that, those guys were coming in. They were right there when he threw it. He put it in a spot where he figured his guy could have a shot at it. And like you said, the way he contorted his body, turned it, and then got his feet down to make it a catch, it's certainly, to me, the catch of the year. Yeah. All time, I'd have to go back and look at it, but man, that is something that's going to carry Indiana for a long, long time this year.
Yeah, an unbelievable catch, unbelievable play, unbelievable drive, amazing win, however you want to slice it, just all kinds of incredible when you...
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so let's kind of go through things here that happened this weekend in college football. And I'm going to start on Friday night. I don't know if you were watching Memphis and Tulane. Hell of a football game and a hell of an opportunity for Memphis, right? But they blew it. So with that being said, do you really think that Tulane could be in the college playoff, Mike Wilson?
That's a very good question. Do I believe they can get there? Yeah, I believe they can get there. For sure. I mean, anything's possible, right? So they just have to keep winning. That's the thing. And like you said, that was a hell of a football game on Friday night. And let's not forget those USC Trojans. They rolled up on Northwestern. Not that Northwestern's the world beater, but they rolled up on them, and you know they're going to go up in the rankings here. So USC starting to make some moves, getting wins, the whole thing. I'm telling you what, Andy, right now, I don't want a piece of Texas A&M. Like that is a team that I think I would love to see a Texas A&M Indiana national championship. The TV guys would not like to see that, but I would like to see that because those two teams are top team. Are you know they're two out of the three top teams in the country, and I Ohio State's already won it a bunch of times, so spread the wealth around kind of thing thinking with me. But Indiana Texas A&M would be a hell of a natty. But that Texas A&M team, they can beat you multiple ways, and they have no problem running, getting points on you, and really just beating you down. That's what I like about those Aggies down there at Texas A&M.
Well, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, I mean, they both obviously balled out big time, right? Like, amazing stuff from them. Texas Tech really, really put the wood to BYU. And speaking of putting the wood, the Colts, I don't know what the heck is going on in this league, man. I don't know what's going on in general in any football league. That this constantly going for stuff on fourth down, it makes no sense, man. I'm sorry. It makes no sense. Take the freaking points already. Like, when are guys going to get in trouble for not taking the freaking points in this day and age? It's a joke. All right, sorry to go off on that tangent. But the Colts are...
I agree with you, man.
The Colts are literally just throwing this game away. I'm watching this, and this is like... This is... The amount of miscues and bad plays that they've had for one game are enough for a whole frickin' season. Again, man, I don't believe in Danny Dimes. I never have. He's Danny frickin' Dimes, okay? You are who you are, man. And this guy is going to find a way to screw this up. I don't care how good the Colts look on paper. They're not doing anything, okay? I'm calling it right now. They ain't doing anything. All right, let's get back to college football. Texas Tech, the way that they beat BYU, 29-7, it almost doesn't do it justice, Mike. I'll be honest with you. I watched that game, and BYU could get absolutely nothing going on offense. And Texas Tech was out there running 7-on-7 drills. And it's amazing to me that they only wound up scoring 29 points, and that's because they had to kick five field goals. It's absolutely crazy when you think about it. They kicked five field goals in that game. So, you know, the score easily could have been 44-7. 38-7, right?
Uh-huh.
Like they absolutely manhandled BYU. Ole Miss. I mean, again, they're playing the Citadel, so no big deal there. Georgia, they took care of Mississippi State pretty easily. Oregon and Iowa. That might have been one of the better games of the day too. I watched that one pretty much through the whole thing, and I'll tell you what. You know what? Oregon stepped up when they had to, and Iowa played a hell of a football game, man. They played the game that they had to play, which was, you know, a lot of running, a low score game. It was exactly the way that if you were to put a blueprint together, how can we beat Oregon? Iowa had it, but that safety looks huge now, right? Like the safety that happened is huge because the final score is 18-16. Some great plays out there, though. That was another great football game. I'm sure you caught that one, but that was a great football game and a lot of great plays. And Oregon winds up they literally squeak by that Iowa team and obviously keep themselves in the national title hunt too.
Yeah, look, I don't have to tell you who I was rooting for in that Oregon Iowa game. I don't think I have to tell anybody. And I'm sitting there going, Iowa, you had one job. You had one job, man. Come on. But you got to give it to the Ducks. They found a way to get it done in a hostile environment. And that is a coach in Dan Lanning and a team that loves going into the opposition's house and punking them. And they kind of did that getting the win yesterday. So that was great. And, you know, we've already talked about what Texas Tech did in terms of punking BYU. Look, BYU prides itself on being physical. They're gonna outwork you. You know, Coach Satake, their head coach, big physical guy, defensive guy. He wants to beat people up. Guess what? You got beat up yesterday. Texas Tech, like you said, Andy, that score could have been a lot worse. And would have looked even worse to BYU fans yesterday, if they didn't have to, you know, kick four or five field goals yesterday. But it was a good day of college football. The playoff rankings, now they're out, and everything heading into the end of the season, which is just kind of weird to say with college football already. But I think this second go around with the college football playoff, I think a lot of people are really, really looking forward to it because, you know, they'll iron out what they have to change with it, kind of thing. But when you have the defending national champion Ohio State being ranked one, you got Indiana at two being the surprise team, getting last second catches for touchdowns or just rolling up points on people. You got Texas A&M. And then, you know, like you said, you know, Tulane can possibly get in there and represent the group of five. So there's a lot of football yet to be played. But so far, I've really enjoyed this college football season.
Vanderbilt, that was an awesome game, too. In overtime, they get it done against Auburn. Bama, that was another good game. They definitely manhandled LSU a little bit, right? Only giving up 9 points. They only scored 20, but Alabama's good, man. They're back. I would say they're all the way back. What'd you think of that Washington loss in Wisconsin, man? That was an ugly football game. Let's just put that out there right away. But you got to give Wisconsin a lot of credit. They get their first victory, right? Their first victory in conference play comes against Washington, a team that, you know, we thought they were pretty good until yesterday, probably.
Yeah, I was, you know, those Pac-12 teams that went to the Big Ten, I have a soft spot for every one of them except, you know, that team in Eugene. But I was a little disappointed with Washington and how they played yesterday. But like you said, kudos to the Badgers, man. They got the job done. They snapped their 6-game losing streak as well yesterday. So you can't rest if you're in the Big Ten or the SEC or even the Big 12. You can't rest because everybody's coming for everybody, and everybody beats up on everybody. So that's why these rankings and who wins and who loses going these last 3-4 weeks of the season is going to be extremely important.
Big loss for Louisville, speaking of which, going down to California. Yeah. Cal gets it done there. Wake Forest beating Virginia. That, you know, I knew that was going to be a tough game. Wake Forest is, they're a tough out, man. Like, they really are. They're a tough out. Week in and week out, they battle pretty hard. They get it done against Virginia. That's going to hurt Virginia quite a bit. What's your thoughts on Notre Dame and them being ranked so high? I heard a lot of people a little upset about that. So what are your thoughts on Notre Dame? And again, I mean, they win impressively against a Navy team, but I don't know how good Navy is. They were playing without their starting quarterback as well, but
right.
They do roll it up. It's 49-10 and they're ranked 10. What are your thoughts on Notre Dame and where they're ranked?
Well, let's just call it what it is. I mean, I think Notre Dame needs to join a conference. They gotta get off the toilet, or you know what, you know, kind of thing. With that bothers me a little bit, because a lot of these conferences have conference title games. Notre Dame doesn't have to worry about that. That's one less game they have to play, but they're still judged like they have played. Like they were in a conference championship game. I don't get so upset with it because I realize Notre Dame's good for the game. And if Notre Dame, it's kind of like Notre Dame's kind of like Dallas Cowboys to me. When Dallas is good, the NFL is great. You know, the same thing with Notre Dame. It brings a lot of eyeballs, brings a lot of fans, the whole thing. But I do think in the end that they're going to have to make a decision, or the NCAA make a decision for them about being in a conference and being judged by that. Even though, look, they play, what, so many ACC teams, but they're not officially in the conference. It's like I said, make up your mind, get off the pot, make a decision with it. But in the end, you know, if Notre Dame is relevant, it's good for college football.
Yeah, if you think that Texas A&M is the most dangerous team in college football right now, where do you put the Hoosiers? Where do you put the Ohio States? Where do you put Oregon? I'm just curious, because those are obviously normal normal powerhouses that are always in contention.
Right.
But A&M right now does look like they can beat you in a lot of different ways. They smacked them in the mouth yesterday pretty good. So if they're the most dangerous team to you, what are your thoughts on those other squads that are perennial powerhouses?
Look, when it comes to Ohio State, they might be the, and it just seems this way from when you and I talk, or even what I see on TV from the so-called experts, the pundits, right? Ohio State might be the least talked about defending national champion that we've had this year. Like, they've been talked about in the past and all that kind of stuff, being champions and whatnot, but it just seems like no one is talking about Ohio State. They got weapons, they got a quarterback that can play, and they're not getting the amount of, I don't know, press, love, hype that a Texas A&M is getting, that Indiana is getting. Like, I don't want a piece of Indiana, and I don't want a piece of Texas A&M, and I'm sure I don't want a piece of Ohio State. but you know, those three teams in Bama, I think I've said on the show, I'm rooting for Bama. I just
right.
am because of their coach and just
sure.
the job that he's doing. So
sure. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. Final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And hey, Mike, real quick, only a couple minutes to do sure. This. Biggest surprises, biggest shocks for you so far early in the NBA season?
Ooh, good question. Not that I'm surprised, but just how bad Boston is. Rebounding the ball. The Magic have been a bit of a disappointment. I thought they'd be a little bit better. Yeah. Out West, the West is just, that is such good basketball that's being played in the West. And Jokic, he had a 30-14-14 game last night. Like, tell me, this guy, I know he has three MVPs and should have five. There's two of them that he should have got that he didn't. Because the writers are stupid. I'm going to put my money on a Denver-OKC Western Conference final. I think that would just be just an epic Western Conference final. I think your Bucks have actually played a little bit better than I thought they would be as well. And, look, the Rockets are going to be a tough out, man. I've watched a few of their games. They are so incredibly big. Like they got guys that are good size, tall, long. They can score. They can play tough with you. Ime Udoka has a squad down there in Houston. What about you?
I like the way that the Bucks are playing for sure. I think the Pistons are really good. I think the Sixers have gotten out of the gates exceptionally well. A little bit interesting that New York has gotten out a little bit slow. A lot of hype on them. Western Conference, it's interesting. I'm going to give the Suns a little credit. They're a little bit better than I thought they would be, to be honest with you. We got to take a break. Hour one's in the books. Hour two's on the horizon. All about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. I wanted to opine on last weekend's NASCAR Cup Series Championship race and the heartbreak that Denny Hamlin suffered in his number 11 Toyota. But I also have to mention a different number 11 Toyota driver. Corey Heim capped off one of the most dominant seasons in modern motorsports history and won the Craftsman Truck Series Championship in an amazing finish. This season, Heim won a series record-setting 12 races, setting another record for leading the most laps in a truck season, another for top 5 finishes, and another for most stage wins. He also became the first driver in any NASCAR series to lead a lap in every race that was run. On Friday night, with 3 laps left, an accident forced a caution flag. It triggered a 2-lap overtime shootout and brought all 4 title contenders onto pit row. Heim's crew chief Scott Zeppadelli made the choice to put 4 fresh tires onto his car, and he exited the pits in 10th position. The fresh tires were able to propel Heim during the restart, and he won the race and the title. When asked about his strategy, Zeppadelli responded, "I don't know why you wouldn't put 4 on in a situation like that." Fast forward to Sunday's Cup finale. With 3 laps to go, Denny Hamlin was leading by 3 seconds. That's when fellow contender William Byron blew a tire and hit the wall, causing a caution flag to come out and tightening the field back into a pack. As the race headed to an overtime shootout, the remaining 3 title contenders came to pit row. Like Corey Heim did on Friday, Hamlin took 4 tires. Kyle Larson took 2 and came back on the track in 5th place, while Hamlin returned in 10th, just like Heim. But unlike Heim, the decision backfired. Hamlin couldn't erase the deficit, and Larson won the championship. Watching the 44-year-old Hamlin, with everything he's been through this year, sit solemnly in his car was as gut-wrenching and emotional as you can get. It was a tale of 2 Toyota 11s, and also why we love sports. Thrilling victories and agonizing defeats. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. And help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening if you're in Berlin, for crying out loud. You've got a football game to be watching, and Jonathan Taylor is running crazy right now. I think he's going the distance, baby, and he does! Touchdown, Colts! They regain the lead with 6 minutes and 2 seconds left in the game on a Jonathan Taylor cruise. Unbelievable, Mike Wilson. I can't believe I got the opportunity to call that thing live as it happened, man. Awesome stuff. The Colts are back, baby. Danny Dimes is back. Oh, my gosh. Am I kidding myself? The Colts are back, though. That was an amazing run from Jonathan Taylor, man. Absolutely incredible, as we are literally coming to you right out of the chute here in the open. I can't make this up. Jonathan Taylor busts a huge run, and the Colts are now back on top. Crazy stuff, man. A wild day in the NFL, I'm assuming, because I'm already seeing wild things happen right here on this football field. So many miscues from the Colts, and they still have an opportunity to win this game, Mike. It's insane, isn't it?
I'm telling you, the radio station should be playing that all day, man. Play that, what you just did, all day. I swear to God.
That was real live emotions, man. And now they're going for two.
Yeah.
Danny Dimes gets it knocked down and no go, man. 17-22 with 6 minutes and 6 minutes and 2 seconds left. We will definitely keep you posted, but Week freaking wow. Well, I mean, unbelievable stuff happening, man. Week freaking 10 is here in the NFL, and we're going to talk all about it. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. 3 minutes and 50 seconds running on the clock right now. Colts 22, Atlanta 17. They are driving on the positive side right now. They're at about the 39-yard line as they are taking this thing down. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there in Berlin. But a full docket of games on the schedule, obviously. Giants have the Bears today. The Bills play the Dolphins. The Ravens play the Vikings. The Browns play the Jets. Patriots and Buccaneers. Saints and Panthers. Jaguars, Texans. Cardinals, Seahawks. Rams and 49ers. Lions, Commanders. Steelers, Chargers. And then obviously the Monday Nighter. Eagles and Packers. Great games today. I'll be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really meaningful football being played today. Rams and 49ers, Cardinals and Seahawks, all division games, right? You got the Steelers and the Chargers. That's a big game. Lions and Commanders. It's only big for the Lions. The Commanders are obviously having trouble this year, but the Texans and Jaguars, the Texans are trying to turn things around a little bit. Jaguars are still trying to find their mojo. The Buccaneers and Patriots, I think that's a Drake May and Baker. That should be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Vikings and Ravens with obviously the Ravens playing a little bit better. And now they've got Lamar back. They've got
Lamar.
Some mojo. Mm-hmm. The way that the Vikings went to Detroit last week and they played, that seems like it might be a pretty good football game. Yeah, man, lots of good football to be watched today, huh?
Yeah, a lot of good football games to be played today. I'll be tuned in to the Patriots and the Bucks, the Rams and 49ers. The Rams and 49ers is always a great game, but there's stuff on the line now. And Mac Jones, I think he's realizing just how good of a quarterback he can be. But a lot of that has to do with Kyle Shanahan. I think he's kind of a quarterback whisperer, type of guy. Steelers and Chargers, like you said, that's a big game for both teams. I mean, Steelers got to fend off the Ravens. The Ravens are coming now because they got Lamar. And I don't know how much people trust Pittsburgh in terms of keeping, that lead within the division. Yeah, there's just a lot of good games today. My Dolphins are going to get smacked around by the Bills today, but that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, the Texans, yeah, lots of good football today. And it's going to be hard to kind of tune into one game because you're missing another game with another good matchup. And look, at the end of the day, dude, how many people would say this at the beginning of the season? The Carolina Panthers, if they win, can be 6-4. How long has it been since we said something like that? So
the Cam Newton days, man. It's been since Cam Newton. Look, they're definitely playing a lot better. The defense is pretty solid. I think they're going to win today. They play the Saints. They should get that victory today. It should happen. Lamar being back for the Ravens is obviously huge. However, I noticed a big uptick in their defense. And where the hell has that been all year, right? Where has that defense been all year? All of a sudden, they figure out how to play defense, and now Lamar's coming back. I believe in my head that they are a good football team. I think they have to win today in Minnesota to keep things rolling. If they lose today, it really hurts the momentum. I do think they're going to make the playoffs still. And actually, I wouldn't even be shocked or surprised if somehow, some way, they can still win that division, Mike. Like you were saying, I don't trust Pittsburgh. They're going into play the Chargers today. I really expect the Chargers to play a good football game today. They've been up and down. They need a solid performance today to kind of take the naysayers a little bit back. I know their record is 6-3, but the three losses that they've had, they're atrocious. They lost to the Giants. They've lost two other games that they obviously would look at on their schedule and go, we should win those games. So the Chargers have been a model of inconsistency. Today could be a way of saying, hey, we can show some consistency against this Pittsburgh football team.
Yeah, no, they have been inconsistent. They have been up and down. And so I think Pittsburgh has been inconsistent as well. I mean, the Chargers are 6-3, Steelers are 5-3. Steelers defense hasn't played the way that people thought it would. Now, it did last week. You know, they certainly brought the heat against the Colts last week with five or six, I think it was six takeaways, actually, last week. But people, there are still questions. Can the Steelers play, can that defense travel and play that well against the Chargers? Now, the Chargers, look, the Chargers are missing both of their tackles. They're missing Joe Alt, and the other guy's name just escapes me for the moment, but they're missing some tackles. So that's going to be something that I, obviously TJ Watt and all those guys are going to try and take advantage of, during the game today. But at the end of the day, I just think we're going to be blessed with a lot of good football and a lot of close games.
It's an interesting strategy here, right now going on for this football game. I'm interested to see how Atlanta plays the last minute and 48 seconds. If they take a knee right here, right, they're literally on the 1 yard, maybe like the 1 foot line here. If they just take a knee, right, and they make it, well, it's second and goal. That's probably not going to work out well for them. They got to score a touchdown. But if I'm the Colts, I think I just let them score right here, right now. I don't think you blow the timeout here. What would you do in this situation, Mike? They're 22-17. There's a minute and 48 seconds left in this game. The Atlanta Falcons are pretty sure. I'm about 99.9% positive they're going to score a touchdown. Do you just let them in right here, right now, so that you have as much time as you can to go back and score? What would you do?
Oh, I'd let them score. Give me as much time on that clock as you can. I'd let them score. And then the thing is, with Atlanta, do you kick the extra point? Do you go for two? You go for two, you're up by three. Right.
Yeah, they're going. They're definitely going for two. And they obviously they just scored the touchdown. It's now 23-22. Atlanta on top. They are going to go for two. There is a minute and 44 seconds left, and they still have one timeout. So there's absolutely an eternity of time left in this game for Danny Dimes to go down and have a game-winning drive. At a very worst, they should tie this thing up, okay? I mean, I'm just being honest. With a minute and 44 seconds left in this game, we'll take a break right now. We'll come back, and we'll tell you the outcome of what happens with this two-point conversion, and then the Colts will get the ball back, like I said. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here. One second, I'm trying to go slow. They didn't get the playoff, but they do let them get it off, and they're going to get it. They should not have gotten that playoff, Mike, but for some reason they did, and now it's 25-22 Atlanta. We'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Big call on the field right now. I think it's an incomplete pass. I don't think he ever had possession. Yeah, and they're calling an incomplete pass. So, 1:32 left. Second down. A really big return from the Indianapolis Colts to get them on the Atlanta Falcons side of the football field. However, it's second down and 10. 1:32 left. They should figure out a way to be able to at least tie this thing up. Like I was saying, we'll see though. We'll see. Hey. Question for you. This is a big game, and it's a big game for Danny Dimes is going down. That's the one thing that Danny Dimes could absolutely not do, and he took the sack right there, Mike. So I think it's pretty tough sledding now for the Indianapolis Colts. That was an abysmal play right there. He had to figure out a way. I mean, he had no time. I get it. There was nothing he could do, but you can't have that play happen at that moment in time. So really, really with their backs up against the wall now, the Indianapolis Colts in a third down and very long situation, probably about 1:27. Yeah, 3rd and 21. They probably have to go for it here on fourth down. I mean, this is pretty crazy, actually. So we'll just take you through this one. Danny Dimes is looking to take the snap. He does. He's got the ball, looking to make a play, steps up in the pocket, has a little time. He's going to have to run, and he needs to get a lot of yards. He might do it. Oh, my gosh. What a play from Danny Dimes, actually, Mike, as he gets about 19 yards maybe. So they're going to be about 2 yards short. I think they might have to go for it here on fourth down. I don't know if you can kick a field goal from 40, 50. It's like a 58-yard field goal. I mean, what would you do in this situation? Are you going for it on fourth down?
How much? What's the distance? I know it's fourth down, but like fourth and what?
It's going to be probably fourth down. They're going for it. So it's fourth down and 2. They are going for it. This is the game right here. 1 second on the clock. He gets the ball, snaps it. They do get him, and Tyler Warren makes the play. Unbelievable catch. Danny Dimes was getting absolutely peppered right there. He makes the delivery. We got a minute and 11 seconds left, and they are definitely in field goal range right now. Okay, so back to my question for you. The Chicago Bears are playing better football. That's another one of your teams that you like to follow, and at times you like to claim them. So what are your thoughts right now on the progress of your guy Caleb Williams? Because I know you're big on the old Pac-12, no longer quarterbacks.
So I know
your thoughts on whoa, he went for it all right there in double coverage, didn't get it, 1:07 left, and now it's second down. But your thoughts on Caleb and how he's progressed this season?
You know what? He's got better. He has. And, you know, obviously Caleb is an extraordinary athletic talent when he came out of USC. He has arm strength. He has all those things. But, you know, I know you and I have talked about this. He had some fundamental flaws to his game with his delivery, with his footwork, and his coach, you know, he's a demanding guy, and I think he's kind of taken Caleb and done some things and held him accountable for those things, because, you know, to me, there's really not a lot of quarterback development going on in college football, because everything's from the gun, everything's from the shotgun, and you have two or three reads, and most of these kids, they come off their first read and their first reaction is to tuck it and run. And Caleb had a lot of that in his rookie year. Now with Ben Johnson, Ben Johnson, to me, he's going to end up being a pretty good coach, and he's going to be like a Kyle Shanahan quarterback whisperer kind of thing. He did amazing things for Jared Goff when Goff was there in Detroit. And I think you're starting to see a little bit of that with Caleb Williams. Now, Caleb does still take, you know, too many sacks, but not as many as he did during his rookie year. He's getting rid of the ball quicker. I think that's part of the process, too. You know, Ben's making him get reads, 1-2, ball out, so he doesn't take those sacks. But there is improvement. He's not regressing. Like I've heard some people say that. I'm like, well, just look at the numbers. And he's not. You look at the play on the field, and he's better than last year. And that's all you want out of a young quarterback like Caleb Williams. But I think, you know, Ben Johnson is the right guy for that, because he's going to hold Caleb Williams responsible for the decisions that he has out there on the football field.
All right, 25 seconds left. It's a common theme right here of this game right now. 25 seconds left, and the score happens to be 25-25. You can't make this stuff up. So 25 seconds left. Colts do get that field goal. Tied score, 25-25. I believe that the Falcons have at least one timeout, maybe two timeouts left. So if they can get a decent run back here, you know what? You just never know. They might figure out a way to end this thing in regulation and not have to play an overtime game in Berlin. I would agree with your assessment on Caleb. And, you know, I've obviously been very critical of Caleb, and I've watched him a lot. And the way that he plays is, obviously, he's relentless. I will give the guy credit. He will sacrifice his body absolutely, like 1,000%. He literally puts it out there on the line all the time. And he also likes to extend plays, okay? And that to me is what you have to be a little careful of. In this league, man, there are guys that can – there are guys. Oh, that was a big, big tackle from the Colts. They keep them inside of the 30. The Falcons do have two timeouts. Like I was saying, there's now 21 seconds left. So you got to protect getting out of bounds here, and then you also got to protect the middle of the field, and you got to be able to get up there and obviously call your timeout, spike the ball, whatever you got to do, but not a lot of time left, but they could absolutely make something happen here. And getting back to Caleb real quick, I love his abilities, okay? I really do. And I think that Ben Johnson is the kind of guy that has been able to, I guess you could say, tame him. Oh, a big drop ball right there. That would have been a huge first down for Atlanta. Would have made it a lot easier for them. Now 15 seconds left, and quite frankly, you got maybe two plays to get yourselves in position potentially to kick a game-winning field goal. But looking a little more likely that this thing will wind up going into overtime. But I think that Ben Johnson is the right guy. Ooh, that could be a fumble. They should get on that ball. They did rule it an incomplete. Okay. So now 9 seconds left, and it's third down. They haven't been able to move the ball at all, Mike. So this is more than likely, more than probable, this game will go into overtime. But I do think Ben Johnson is the guy, that he has the right mindset, yep, and he's been able to get Caleb to somewhat tone himself down a little bit. When he goes off script, I think that that's where things can kind of get a little dicey for Caleb. What say you?
No, when it gets off script, and it depends on the context in which we're talking, if he's trying to extend the play, that's, you know, that's off script. He can be very good, but there are times where he will go back to kind of his college days a little bit and get a little reckless with the ball, be a little loose with how he handles the ball in tight situations in the pocket. So, you know, there's still things that he needs to get better at, but I think in the long run, he's going to be a good quarterback in this league. And like you said, and I 1,000% agree, Ben Johnson is the guy to get him there. And I think Caleb Williams is smart enough to understand that. And, you know, Ben doesn't want to get fired from his job, and he knows the job that he does with Caleb Williams is going to go a long way in determining how long he stays in Chicago. So we'll see as we go along with this, but for right now, if you're a Chicago Bear fan, you should be fairly happy with what you're seeing from Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And for the rest of it, shoot, the rest of the Chicago Bears, they have a winning record. They're 5-3, 6-3, at this point. So yeah, if you're a Bears fan, this is fairly good times for you.
Real quick, Baker playing Drake May today. I think this is going to be a fun one. Drake May can really put himself out there as one of the elite quarterbacks in this league this year with a victory in Tampa. How big would that be for him, you think, real quick?
Oh, that would be massive. Absolutely massive.
All right, we got to take a break. You hear the music. The game is in overtime. The Colts and the Falcons, 25-25. We'll keep you posted on what's going on there. But on the other side, we will do what we do, which is go through the games, give you all our analysis, and tell you what we think may happen. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Right now, it looks like the Falcons are going to get the ball first to start. I thought they said it was the other way, but it looks like the Falcons get the ball first to start. Both teams get a chance to possess the ball in overtime. We'll keep you abreast on what happens there. But we need to go through the games today, Mike Wilson. Giants.
Hey, really quick, I got something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, just real quick before we get into the games. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has passed away from heart failure due to Parkinson's. He was the NFL Commissioner from 1989 for basically the next 17 years. The guy did a lot of good for the NFL, and the NFL saw a lot of growth with him. So let's throw out some thoughts and prayers to the Tagliabue family, which I think would be completely appropriate.
Absolutely, man, 1,000%. Sorry I didn't catch that, but appreciate you bringing that to the table. Giants have the Bears today at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears have been playing pretty well. I think this is going to be an interesting football game. I really do. Two young quarterbacks. I think I'm going to go with the Bears just because they're playing a lot better and they should win this football game, to be honest with you, Mike. So give me the Bears today in what could be a really wacky, wild football game.
I think this is going to be a close game as well, Andy. I really do. The Bears are trying to learn how to win, right? And this is one of those games which people are going to look at could be a trap game for them a little bit, you know, if you know what I'm saying. So, but I will take the Bears because I just think they're better at this point.
Bills play the Dolphins. Look, I think that the Dolphins have been playing a little bit better the last couple weeks, and obviously they've come away with some victories and things like that. So they are, but they're playing against the Buffalo Bills. This is a division game. It's going to be close. I know that. It's going to be a little bit tough, but I do think the Bills will squeak this thing out. So give me the Bills on the road in Miami today.
Yeah, the Bills win big. Daddy's going to bring the big broom today, the big hammer to the Dolphins. So, yeah, give me Buffalo all day.
And the Colts have another bad play here, bailing the Falcons out. There was third down and long, and they get a pass interference here, and now this drive keeps moving. So, again, Atlanta and the Colts, so many miscues in this game. It's been unbelievable to watch it. Ravens play the Vikings in Minnesota. We talked a little bit about Lamar, them gaining some momentum. We didn't talk about J.J. McCarthy and what he did in Detroit, which was very impressive, to say the least. I think they're going to need some more of that McCarthy magic. I don't think they get it, though. Unfortunately, I think the Ravens will start playing a lot better. And I like the Ravens to win today. And I have a weird feeling, but I think they could wind up opening it up a little bit. And I like the Ravens to win today in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so do I. I got the Ravens. And you know, to your point, Andy, I do think the Ravens are just going to play some very good football from here on out.
They have to, right? Backs are up against the wall.
Yeah.
You know, you got in that hole early where you lost a bunch of games and Lamar got hurt. So at the end of the day, man, you got to come up pretty big. So this would be a good place to do it in Minneapolis. Browns play the Jets. Look, man, this is a battle of two really bad football teams. Like, let's keep it real, right? But with that being said, you know what? The Browns have been showing me a little bit of something lately, and they've gotten a little bit better. I'm going to take the Browns on the road. I think they can get it done against the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns, too. I think Myles Garrett is going to spend the whole day in the backfield of the Jets and become Justin Fields' new best friend, so to speak, today. So I'll take the Browns.
Patriots and the Buccaneers, man. This is a game that obviously, they got to Penix Jr. They did get to him. So fourth down, Indianapolis just is going to need to score a field goal to win this game now, since the Falcons did not come away with anything. Drake May has an opportunity here, man, to just continue building that resume. Already has a signature win in Buffalo this year. Could get two, right, with you beating the Buccaneers. But I'm going to say not so fast. The Buccaneers are coming off of their bye week. I think that they have had a little time to get a little bit more healthy. I don't know if that helps out with Baker and the wide receiver core, but the offensive line, the linebackers. I'm going to take the Buccaneers, man, and I think they win this game by like a field goal or so.
I'm going to take the Patriots just about the same amount by a field goal or so. After seeing Will Campbell and Drake May courtside at the Celtic game the other night, I'm like, yeah, you back my team, I'm going to back you, buddy. So I'm going to take the Patriots today.
Listen, bro, they're out there in New England in the Boston area, so makes a lot of sense that they're supporting the Boston Celtics. Just keeping it real with you,
man. I get that. I understand that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Saints play the Panthers, and we talked a little bit about the Panther team, man. They've improved, and it's good to see that they're competitive. They just beat the frickin' Green Bay Packers last week. They were a double-digit underdog, and they go to Lambeau, and they get it done. The only thing that could happen bad this week is a letdown, right? So don't have a letdown. Go out there and play well against the Saints and prove that you are an improving team. I'm going to take the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers today as well. But what the hell was that last week? I've been meaning to talk to you about that game. I'm like, I can just imagine Andy throwing stuff in his home, being so ticked off. But that was a
Tyler Warren with another Hey, Tyler Warren with another unbelievable catch, and now it looks like the Colts are going to be in field goal range at the very worst, so the Colts should walk away with a victory here, but again, you just don't know what could happen. Look, you have stinker games, right? You just have those, and I think that the Packers' inability to punch it in, obviously when they were getting the ball in the red zone and just too many turnovers and negative plays. It was one of those games. They had a stinker game. It is what it is. Now it looks like the Colts should have this thing. Again, it's second down. They are driving somewhere around the 30-yard line of the Atlanta Falcons. Give the Panthers credit, man. At the end of the day, give the Panthers credit. Yeah. They went in there. They handled their business. They played a good football game. They got the stops when they needed, but the Packers had 8 possessions and came away with 13 points. I don't know how many times that happens throughout the year. Jaguars play the Texans. No C.J. Stroud, right? So I think it makes it a little bit more difficult for the Texans as he's in the concussion protocol. A lot of people are liking the Jags. I think this is a really, really good football game. I think it's a low-scoring football game. And the Texans' defense is absolutely elite. I got a weird feeling that the Texans are going to pull this thing off, Mike.
No, look, I'm right there with you. Like I can make arguments for both teams to win this game, but you're right with that elite defense in Houston. So that's the reason I'm going to go with the Texans as well. And defense travels very well, especially at home. So I'll take the Texans today in a close one.
All the Colts need to do is not blow this thing. That's all I'm trying to say, man. That's all they got to do right now is not blow this thing, because they got the ball right around the 10-yard line, and they just keep creeping closer and closer to get themselves in field goal range. It's just a matter of when do you kick this thing. Cardinals playing the Seahawks today. Look, man, we didn't talk about this Seahawk team. I'll tell you what, I think this Seahawk team is really, really good. I really like the way that they're playing. Sammy D is not Danny Dimes. I think Sammy D is the real deal, to be quite honest with you. Give me the Seahawks, and I'll tell you what, this is either one of those games that's a super close one, or the Seahawks blow this thing wide open. So I think the number of 7.5 is the right number, because this could get ugly for the Cardinals. And I know the Cardinals are coming off of a nice victory against the Cowboys. Not going to be the same for them in Seattle, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
There it
well.
Is. Jonathan Taylor, touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, touchdown. Colts win. And Jonathan Taylor had an absolutely enormous day, Mike Wilson. Something like 250-some-odd yards. Dude was an absolute freaking beast today. So kudos to the Colts and kudos to Jonathan Taylor for having an absolutely enormous game. Sorry, man. Go ahead there.
No, it's all good, man. No, I got the Seahawks, and I think the Seahawks, usually these games between these two teams are pretty competitive. I think the Seahawks take them out to the woodshed today, and then you have to start wondering, what's the Cardinals plan to do with Kyler Murray? Are we looking at the last season of Kyler Murray in the desert, or what are we doing? You know?
No. It's absolutely a major question right now, and obviously local radio talking about it, especially with the way that Jacoby Brissett has played. He's played well. Like he deserves to be leading this team right now. Rams and 49ers, talk about close. These games are also usually pretty close. And if my memory serves me correct, I would say that the Rams have an absolutely terrible taste in their mouth about the way that the first game finished with them and the 49ers.
Right.
They blew the game. So they need to go into Santa Clara and get this victory. I'm going to take the Rams. I just think they're the better football team, Mike. Even though they're playing on the road, they have to win this game to even it up with the 49ers. Give me the Rams.
I'm going to I'm going to take the 49ers at home today. Mac Jones is playing well. Rams, I'm not so sure if they have Puka Nacua or not. If they don't have Puka, that kind of limits it a little bit. So, but the Niners are tough at home. I'll go with the Niners.
Okay, Lie-Downs playing the Commanders, and the Lie-Downs had a rough one, man. They got beat by the Chicago, yeah. by the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, at home. They were like a 9-point favorite or whatever, and they lose the game. I would hate to be the Commanders today. Give me the Lie-Downs, bro.
I'm right there with you. Give me the Lie-Downs and Jared Goff today.
Steelers and Chargers. I think this is one of those games where it's going to be a good one, but I like the Chargers. I think they have more explosive plays. The one guy you got to look out for on the Steelers, obviously, is DK Metcalf. A really good player, we know that. But I just think the Chargers at home will be a tough out today. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think that defense is going to be able to get to Aaron Rodgers today. The offensive line for Pittsburgh is fairly suspect, so, and they got an injury, I believe, on that offensive line. So give me the Chargers and the ability just to get to the quarterback.
All right, man. Monday nighter, Eagles and Packers. I hate to do this, but give me the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, brother. I'm taking the Eagles in Lambeau. I think the Packers have struggled a lot, and I don't know if they're as good as their record is. Give me the Eagles. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles on the road.
All right, man. We got through it. On the other side, parting shot time. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Before we do our parting shots, got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for making his appearance, and then obviously Robert on the other side making it possible for Mike and I to do the program for you people. Mike, parting shot time, brother. You're up.
Hey, look, my parting shot just goes out to all the NFL fans out there. Look, we got another Sunday of great NFL action, lots of great games. Get your nachos, fire up the grill, get your adult beverages, sit back and have a good time. And I think, Andy, you and I need to get our sequin gloves and go see that Michael Jackson biopic that's coming out in like 5 months and just dance our heart away out in that theater, man. You and I, MJ, let's go.
I like it, man. You know, it's funny because I saw that the Jackson 5 are coming here as well. I can't remember exactly where. Might be Talking Stick or something, but look for that too because the Jackson 5 are coming. I mean, hey, let's get after it, man.
Right.
Let's get after it.
Yeah.
Okay, look, my parting shot is this. Early in the NBA season, however, I am really, really liking what I'm seeing from my Milwaukee Bucks. Ryan Rollins stepping up majorly in a moment where KPJ is out. He's stepped up, he's stepped in, and he's looked unbelievable and getting very important, meaningful minutes that'll pay dividends down the stretch. So kudos to my Milwaukee Bucks. And by the way, they've got a big one today against the Houston Rockets. I like the Bucks at home today as an underdog, just putting it out there for people. And then Green Bay, man, let's get a victory. I don't believe in you this week, so prove me wrong in Lambeau against the Philadelphia Eagles. For Mike, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Watch lots of football and take care. Until next time.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.